Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Hello, word nerds. Please give me some pie. This episode is airing on Pie Day. I like pie. I want pie, 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 pie. Hi, my name is Spencer. I'm hosting this podcast, creating it. Well, I didn't create the dictionary, but I created the podcast based on the dictionary, and it's called The Dictionary. This is episode F120, and we have so many more flash words today. Oh, I should mention, this is the first time I'm wearing this. My t-shirt, I can't see because this thing, I gotta move this over so I can read it. It is the They Might Be Giants Instant Fan Club Exclusive Super Executive Super Boss t-shirt. I think I got another one too. They have a fan club thing that they do every couple of years. You give them some money and they give you some stuff. And you give them some more money and they give you some more stuff. One of the things that I got with the money that I gave them, because I like them very much and I want them to give me things. I got a medallion. It's the medallion level. It says Instant Fan Club. They Might Be Giants. Medallion level. You can't have this. It's mine. And it says They Might Be Giants on the back. And I put this on, but this strap is kind of itchy. Didn't love that feeling. But I will keep my medallion with all of my other medallions, and they will have a little party together. Okay, let's get into the words. The first word today, it's at the bottom of this page over here. It's flashback. This one is two words, verb from 1944. Looks like it's just intransitive. Number one, to focus one's mind on, or vividly remember a past time or incident. This is usually used with the word to, as in flashed back to my childhood. So yes, this is the action of flashing back when you have a memory of something. Flashing back to the day I was born. I remember it just like it was 44 and a half years ago. Number two is to employ a flashback as in a film. This is also usually used with the word to, flashback to. So in the film, they are flashing back to 1977, the day the music died. Okay, let's make a sound effect. What sound effect am I going to make? I did a flash sound effect in the previous episode. Is there something similar but different I could do here? I guess we can just go, pew! Okay, the next word is flashboard, one word. Board is B-O-A-R-D. Noun from circa 1774. This is one or more boards projecting above the top of a dam to increase the depth of the water. So one or more boards projecting above the top of the dam to increase the depth of the water. So I guess this is saying that they're basically adding these boards to the top of the dam because if for some reason there's like a flash flood and the water that's on the one side of the dam gets real high, then the dam will still block it and the water won't go over. You're just extending the height of the dam with these flash boards in case of a flash flood. Maybe? I don't know. It says to increase the depth of the water, but does it increase the potential depth? Anyway. Next is flash bulb. One word, noun from 1935. an electric bulb that can be used only once to produce a brief and very bright flash for taking photographs. Talked about this a little bit in the previous episode. Do we have any more of these similar... that one, yes, yes. I think I mentioned, that they, back in the day, the old bulbs in the 1930s and 40s and on, that you could only use it once for some reason because it was such an intense flash. Maybe it just busted the whole thing. But you got your flash. Flashes, these days, you can control how long you want the flash for, how many flashes there are. The science has gotten so good with flash photography, especially if you're using a bunch of them all around. But back in the day, I think you were just stuck with the length of light that it was. And so you were probably limited in that way. But these days, you can control it. No, I want a little bit more light because I want to adjust these other parameters of the camera. I can dial in exactly what I need. Flash bulb. Pew! Next is flash card. Two words. Noun from 1923. A card bearing words, numbers, or pictures that is briefly displayed, usually as a learning aid. And where you might be using these could be by a teacher to a class. So the teacher briefly holds up a card to the class that has a word, a number, a picture, or something, and then they take the card away. You can't see this card anymore. This is my card. I guess it's just to look at what's on there, just briefly to see what it is. I don't know if these have evolved, if it's the same thing or if it's just another version, but flashcards, the way that I think of them is there's something on the front, but then the answer or the rest of the information is on the back. So you can test yourself with these flashcards. You can make your own flashcards with those little 3x5 things or whatever. What the front of the thing is like, hey, what's this? Maybe you're trying to learn another language, and it's got the your language word on the front, and it's got the other language's word on the back. And so you're like, I think I know this word. It's blah, blah, blah. And then you flip it over, and it's like, yeah, it's blah, blah, blah. I don't know what language that is, but I would like to learn that language. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, that was flashcard. Now we have flash drive. Two words, noun from 1992. Boy, I think you would think I would have a flash drive here. Do I? I guess that's considered a flash drive. Yeah, I can unplug this. I'm not using it. Let's turn down the audio. This is sort of like a flash drive. It's for a specific program, but yep. And I use these all the time in my work. I should plug that in, although I don't think I really even use that program, so maybe it's not usable or needed. Anyway, flash drives, I got them all over the place. You probably do, too. What is it? It is a data storage device that uses flash memory. We learned about that in the previous episode. Maybe we'll learn more about that today? No. But specifically, a small rectangular device. Rectangular. That's not accurate really anymore. That is designed to be plugged directly into a USB port on a computer and is often used for transferring files from one computer to another. It is called also jump drive or thumb drive. And I don't fully understand those. Okay, jump drive, maybe you're jumping the files from one place to another. Thumb drive, maybe it's the average size of your thumb. Pinky might be more accurate, depends on the size of your hands. But flash drive. So we learned, I didn't really know this, but we learned previously that it's a solid-state storage device. There's no spinning disks. It doesn't need to be connected to a power source. There's no cable coming out of this little flash drive that you have to plug into a wall. It gets the power from the computer when you plug it in. A lot of them are still the USB-A. This one that I unplugged, which I will unplug again, this is USB-A. Didn't know we were going to get into this education. It's that wide rectangular thing. That's the rectangular shape that they mentioned here. But this book is kind of old. And these days, a lot of them are USB-C, which is, I guess I could unplug one of those. That's okay. Here. I have a USB cable right here. It's much skinnier. You can, USB-A, you got to put in one way, but USB-C, you can put in either way. And it's just this very flat, the sides are rounded, and it's just a much better technology than USB-A. But we still have USB-A, but all those flash drives, you got to probably need USB-C now. Anything else about that? They're getting smaller. But the capacity, the amount of stuff that you can put on these flash drives is getting bigger by the day. I'm pretty sure that they have 1 terabyte flash drives, possibly larger, but, you know, the average ones that people are getting are probably 32 gigs, 64 gigs, 128 gigs, but boy, if you lose that tiny little thing, that's a lot of storage down the drain. Bye-bye. Let's see. I think, have I said all the things? Yeah, I use these a lot in my day-to-day techie work. Transferring files with a flash drive. Pew! That's the sound of the data being transferred. Okay, now we have flasher. Noun from 1686. This is one that flashes. Like what? Like a light as a traffic signal or automobile light that flashes to catch attention. When you want to turn your car onto another street, you need to put on your flashers, your blinkers, whatever you want to call it. Or sometimes you're just sitting there, you got to put both of them on. You got to put them on so people know, they're just hanging out here for a few minutes. 2 hours later, they leave. No. But yes, definitely you got to put on your turn signal and it flashes so people can see it. If people can see, they will see the blinking light. That's a flasher. But also, we have B, a device for automatically flashing a light. The flasher that's connected to a light, what is, I mean, it's a light switch? No, it must be something else. I don't know that one. And then finally, of course, we have C, an exhibitionist who flashes. Oh, I just remembered the one other thing I wanted to say about flash drives. I don't know why it popped into my head right now. They come in all shapes and sizes. You can get flash drives with sculptures on them and whatever, cartoon characters, whatever it is. They're very clever and very fun, and I appreciate them. Okay, back to an exhibitionist who flashes. Yes, an exhibitionist, we talked in the E's, talked about that. They like to show off themselves, probably in a naked or near naked way, for probably sexual gratification. They're flashing their body very quickly, probably, because it's a flash. It's an instant open and an instant close of whatever that is. Maybe their trench coat, their shirt, whatever it is. Yep, it's a thing. It exists. These people are out there, and you know, as we mentioned previously, there's different reasons that this might happen. They may not necessarily be an exhibitionist, so that is not entirely accurate. But typically, when we think of a flasher, oh, there's the flasher. They are an exhibitionist. Anyway, we don't need to keep on talking about that one. We can move on to flash flood. Two words, noun from 1940. A local flood of short duration, generally resulting from heavy rainfall in the immediate vicinity. Flash flood is also a verb. So yeah, in the weather, you might see, we got such heavy rains coming. We might have a flash flood. Because there's so much rain, the ground can't soak up the water fast enough. The sewer system can't drain it fast enough. So everything's going to be kind of flooded for a little bit. And it was in a flash before you knew it. Before you knew it, there was a flood. Now, flash forward, two words with a hyphen, noun from 1949. Now let's look back at flashback. That was from 1903, when we're talking about the movie industry, 1903. I mean, they were probably using flashbacks in literary, in books, way before 1903, I assume. But flash forward was 1949, almost 50 years later. This is interruption of chronological sequence, like in a film or novel, by interjection of events of future occurrence. Also, an instance of flash forward is a flash forward. Flash forward, two words, is an intransitive verb. Yep, not sure what else to say about this because we sort of talked about it in the previous episode, but it's bringing in a scene that is going to happen in the future. These, I don't believe, are nearly as common as flashback, but it's a whole other way to play with time and have fun with it and show, oh, this is what's about to happen. I know that there are some good examples in film where, oh, I think there was a movie, maybe a few movies where, like, you see somebody on the street, just some random stranger. This is not like a character in the movie. You see them, and then all of a sudden you get all these flashes of, like, the next 20, 30 years of their life in about 5 or 10 seconds. Like, this is what's going to happen to this person. That was a really interesting use of flash forward. I don't know what movie that was in. Okay, next we have... by the way, have we had any etymology? I don't think we have. Flash gun. Noun from 1925. A device for producing a bright flash of light for photography. The flash gun. So, okay, this is a little earlier than flash bulb. Flash bulb was 1935. Flash gun is 1925. But bright flash, how did this work? Was it in the shape of a gun? I don't know anything about a flash gun. But yeah, maybe it was an earlier version for adding light to the situation for photographs. Pew! Flashing. Noun from 1782. This is sheet metal used in waterproofing. Oh, and the rest of it is parentheses. Where are you doing this? Roof valleys or hips or the angle between a chimney and a roof. Sheet metal used in waterproofing as at roof valleys or hips. So this is where you got, if your roof is angled and there's a bunch of different angles that meet up with each other, there's a valley where the two of them meet. And so you might put some flashing there because the water will pool there at the valley, maybe in a flash flood situation. And so the sheet metal is going to help to make it so the water doesn't pour through in the valley. In the valley! Hips. I guess that's another term in roofs. I don't know that one. Or the angle between a chimney and a roof. Where the chimney and the roof meet, again, you got a similar situation where you might get some rain and water. So put in some flashing. Let's go back, though. Let's flash back to the previous episode. In Flash, somewhere in here, there was something about the sheet metal, the thin coating of a thing. So I think that's pretty much what it is. All right. That was it for flashing. Now we have flash in the pan. Four words. It's from 1706. Number one, a sudden spasmodic effort that accomplishes nothing. All of a sudden, you just do a whole bunch of stuff real quick, real fast, but you did nothing happened. It was just a flash in the pan. Number two, one that appears promising, but turns out to be disappointing or worthless. That's me. All right, where does this phrase come from? This is from the firing of the priming in the pan of a flintlock musket without discharging the piece. I did not know this was going to be talking about guns. Muskets. I thought it was literally like a pan. You're cooking stuff in the pan. But I guess the flintlock musket has a pan, and when you fire the thing, the priming in the pan, but nothing happens. It doesn't discharge the piece, the thing, the bullet, what? I don't know what we're trying to discharge here, but it doesn't work. Ah, damn. Ah, damn. We had a flash in the pan. Ah, hooey. There was a flash, but nothing happened. That's very disappointing. And now we use it to describe something that's a whole lot of effort real quick and nothing comes of it, or something that appears, oh, that's so great, it appears promising, but it's actually very disappointing. Next is flash lamp. One word, noun from 1890. This is a lamp for producing a brief but intense flash of light, as for taking photographs. And, okay, 1890, we've gone back forward, back more. No, not forward. We've gone back further in time with these flashy lights for photographs. Now we're in the 1800s. This must have been, like, the very first one. A flash lamp. A lamp with just a quick flash. Pew! Now we have flashlight. Noun from 1886. Number 1A, a sudden, bright, artificial light used in taking photographic pictures. 1886, okay, so we got another one. We're even earlier, a flashlight. So did they literally call when they were taking photographs in the 1880s? We need a light, and we need it to be quick. A flash. It's a flashlight. Artificial light used in taking photographic pictures, yeah. 1B, a photograph taken by such a light. Ah, so they actually called the photo that you would take a flashlight. It's a flashlight picture. It's a flashlight photo. Didn't know that. That's interesting. I know photography was definitely in the 1800s when it was really getting invented, so I wonder if this was like the first time they had the ability to add light to the situation. Otherwise, the cameras were so old and new that it took forever to get the film exposed properly. People would literally have to sit there for a minute straight just to get the proper exposure. And then they were like, well, if we just added a crap ton of light real quick, we could get that exposure time down from 1 minute to 59 seconds. No, it was probably down to like 5 seconds or less. These days, it's a fraction of a second usually. Number 2, a small battery-operated portable electric light. That's a flashlight. That's usually what we think of. Although these days, we've got some that are not battery-powered. You shake the flashlight to produce power, and so you can use these in an apocalypse situation. I think we should all have these types of flashlights. Pew! Flash mob, two words, noun from 2003. 2003, we don't see a lot of 2000s in here. A group of people summoned to a designated location at a specified time to perform an indicated action before dispersing. This is a great. How are they summoned? It says possibly by email or text message. And I am sure these days there are many other ways that people can be summoned. What else? I thought there was more parentheses, but there is not. A flash mob. I don't know if I've ever been witness to a flash mob. I've never been in a flash mob. I think that might be kind of fun one day. But I've definitely seen video of people like in a mall where all of a sudden, you know, somebody starts singing and then somebody else starts singing or playing an instrument, and then it just grows and grows and grows. And I can just imagine how just friggin' surreal that would be to all of a sudden have 10, 50, 100 people around you all part of the same thing. I think that would be so fun to watch. And then, of course, to see the reactions of the non-flash mob people. Okay, those seem very fun. A lot of work. Pew! Flash over. One word. Noun from 1892. Number one, an abnormal electrical discharge. Long parentheses here. As through the air to the ground from a high potential source or between two conducting portions of a structure. A flashover, an abnormal electric discharge through the air to the ground from a high potential source or between two conducting portions of a structure. I'm sure we've seen many examples of this, usually in movies and stuff, where there's a big structure here and another structure here, and there's an electrical current that goes across and you can see it. In fact, I think in the Weird Al movie UHF from the 80s, he holds up two things and then he gets electrocuted by the scientist, and there's a electrical. So that's called a flashover, because it's flashing from over here to over here. What? Such a clever name. Oh, we got more, though. Number two, the sudden spread of flame over an area when it becomes heated to the flash point. What's the flash point? Hey, that's our next word. Pew! Flash point. Two words. Noun from 1878. Number one, the lowest temperature at which vapors above a volatile combustible substance ignite in air when exposed to flame. Whoa. What? I mean, I think I've sort of heard this, but I don't know. Okay. The lowest temperature doesn't mean it is a low temperature. It's the lowest temperature where this situation happens. What happens? Vapors above a volatile combustible substance ignite in air when exposed to flame. So, I generally understand it, but I feel like I need some more information that there are vapors in the air that are flammable, and I guess they are a vapor because they're at a certain temperature, and then when you expose them to a flame, when you light a match or something in this vapor area, all the vapors are going to burst into flames. And if the temperature gets below the flash point, then this won't happen for some reason. Is the vapor is too cold to burst into flames when it exposed to a flame? I guess, maybe. It seems like it might be that. But anything above that, obviously, it's also going to burst into flames. Okay, so let's go back to flash over. The sudden spread of the flame, or just of flame, over an area when it becomes heated to the flash point. So maybe there's vapors and there's flame all in the room together, but the temperature is so low in the room that the vapors aren't flashing over, because that's what it's called. But then as you gradually increase the temperature of the room, then all of a sudden you hit the flash point, and then the vapors burst into flames and there's a flash over because the room is at the flash point. Oh, fantastic. Okay, number two for flash point. A point at which someone or something bursts suddenly into action or being. So you can see the connection. We went from actual vapors and flame to people doing something. Oh, they finally got off the chair to make some food. They must have hit a flash point of hunger. Yeah. Number three, the synonym is the number two definition for the word tinderbox. I think that's just a thing filled with other things that can easily go up in flames. Flash point. Pew! Flash tube. One word, noun from 1945. A gas discharge tube that produces very brief, intense flashes of light and is used especially in photography. Yay! Photography came back. One more time. It's a flash tube. Okay, 1945. So we had 1886, 1890, 1925, 1935, and now we got 1945, the flash tube. Gas discharge tube. that very intense flash of light and is used especially in photography. We recently watched the movie Lee, which is about a woman photographer who was going around, I believe this was World War II, around this time, 1940s. And because she was a photographer, they sometimes had these lights. Now, I don't know if this was a flash tube light or the flash bulb light or something, but they were using it because they needed some light. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like I should post some pictures on social media of a variety of these old kinds of flash bulbs, flash tubes, flash lights, flash blah, blah, blahs, lamps. All right. I think that's it for that. So now we're going to go to our last word, which is flashy. It's our last flash word. This is an adjective from 1593. Number one is chiefly dialect, and it means lacking in substance or flavor. The synonym is insipid. Insipid, lacking in substance. Oh, that's flashy. Okay, this is the exact opposite of how I think of this word. If I'm eating a meal that has no substance, no flavor, I'm not calling it flashy. I'm calling it bland. But that's why this is chiefly dialect. Certain people in certain places will use this. Number two, momentarily dazzling. Dazzling for just a moment. Blah, 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 blah. That was flashy. Just for a moment. So dazzling. That was the dazzlingest thing ever. Number 3A. Superficially attractive or impressive. There's no depth. There's no substance. All of the attractiveness and impressiveness is on the surface. That's flashy. Number 3B. Ostentatious or showy, often beyond the bounds of good taste, especially marked by gaudy brightness. Oh yeah, you can see a connection to all these. It's all about just the surface. Ostentatious or showy, often beyond the bounds of good taste. I love seeing flashy people. They're like, wow, clearly you have gone beyond the bounds of good taste. You don't even know what good taste is. It's lacking substance or flavor. Ah, see, there's a connection to the first one, lacking substance or flavor, right? You want some depth. No, it's all on the surface. I feel like there's a better way to describe this, but gaudy, that's a good one. That's a synonym here. Gaudy. Flashily is an adverb, and flashiness is a noun. It's just like, hey, look at me. Look at all this cool stuff I put on the surface to bring attention, to make you think I'm much more interesting than I really am. Sometimes people are, but not always. It's just flashy. Flashiness. Yeah. It's fun, I guess, sometimes to be flashy, but this is not typically how I do things. I like a shirt. I like some pins to sort of show who I am, but not in a, you know, I don't go beyond good taste. I think I'm hard in the good taste area. Clearly, I obviously have very good taste. Okay, it is now time to pick a word of the episode, and it's going to be one of these. Flash board, flash bulb, flash card, flash drive, flasher, flash flood, flash forward, flash gun, flashing, flash in the pan, flash lamp, flash light, flash mob, flash over, flash point, flash tube, flashy. Oh boy, which one? I mean, I kind of like flashy. I kind of like flash in the pan. Anything else? I mean, flash bulbs, any of those for photography are kind of cool, but I don't really do that stuff so much. Which one? Let's pick flashy as the word of the episode. This song is so flashy, there's lots of words and lots of things that Spencer is doing. It's so flashy, but there's no depth. It's kind of like this song is just 6 words long. It's very flashy. Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be a good day. Hey, I'm gonna tell you about another movie that I watched, which is The Monkey. Oh boy, this was a preview. Before the movie actually came out, we went to the Music Box in Chicago with a whole bunch of crazy fans to watch this crazy movie. And the director, writer and director, Osgood Perkins, just happened to show up and do a Q&A afterwards. No, we knew he was going to be there. Oh boy, if you like horror, if you like comedy, it's a horror comedy. It's great. It's intense. It's bonkers. It's crazy. And we loved it. It's based on a Stephen King short story, also called The Monkey, but Mr. Perkins, Osgood Perkins, decided to, you know, he adapted it. So he sort of, he took it in his own direction. I never read the story, but I think there were, it starts off, the basic idea is the same, but he made his own thing out of it. Now I kind of want to read the story, if I can find the time. It's a short. That's it for this episode. Thank you for joining me on this journey of reading the dictionary, called The Dictionary for now. And if you would like to write a review, you can do that on Apple Podcasts. You can contact me. All of that information is in the show notes. You can join the Patreon for $1 a month. That'll get you early episodes. You can watch this on YouTube, or you can just do the audio thing on the podcast platforms. You can buy merchandise. Please. Please say hi. Okay, this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye. Flash. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, either by yourself, with a co-host, with guests, audio only, or with video, keep on listening. I started podcasting in early 2019, and for the rare occasions I had on a guest, it was always in person. But once the pandemic came around and everything became remote, using Zencastr really opened up the possibilities of who I could have on as a guest. I've recorded guests using Zencastr everywhere, from just a handful of miles away from me in the Chicago area, all the way to the other side of the world in New Zealand. The video and audio quality are great, especially if they have a decent camera and microphone. And getting the files couldn't be easier. I love that Zencastr records the audio and video to each person's local computer, so the quality isn't lowered because of internet hiccups. It then uploads the footage to the platform during the recording, and when you hit stop, it quickly finishes the upload and processes the files so you can directly download them. The files are even accessible, even if something goes wrong. And so, of course, this next part, I will read verbatim from Zencastr because, of course, I couldn't have said it better myself. It's super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. Have you ever worried what you sound like? Zencastr's post-production process makes you sound buttery smooth. It automatically removes those ums and ahs in your recording. It removes those awkward pauses in conversation, too. Set the right podcast loudness and levels while reducing background noise with a click of a button. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code WORDNERD, WORDNERD, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experiences like I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story.